What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Tucker WWL 745, quarter till 8, joined now by Tony Anscombe, Chief Security of... It says evangelist? I'm guessing it's analysis? Analysis? Or are you an evangelist?
No, I am an evangelist.
Okay. Okay. Tell me how that works with cybersecurity, or is it...
What that means, Tommy, is I wander around the world talking about cybersecurity, the current threat landscape, and some of the problems that people might experience from cyber threats.
So, in other words, it's got nothing to do with religion. You are basically evangelizing, proselytizing about phony internet stuff?
Correct. Okay. I'm definitely not a religious evangelist.
Well, when I saw that, it confused me. So I get a chief security evangelist for cybersecurity company, ESET. Tell me about the more alarming deepfake videos that you're seeing, Tony.
Well, these deepfake videos that we've recently reported on are really concerning because they're using AI-generated deepfakes to pose as gynecologists, dietitians, or other health professionals, claiming to have, you know, not miracle cures, but certainly cures to some of the things that ailments that people might have, or promoting drugs such as weight loss, etc., and pointing them to things that aren't real. And of course, they look really convincing as they're created with AI, and it's becoming harder and harder to spot what is a deepfake and what is not.
So they are deepfaking with legitimate, well-known doctors pushing their snake oil? Or what's going on? How do people know that it's not just a guy in a white coat or a woman in a white coat?
It's a mix. Some of the videos are using avatars created in AI tools, i.e. fictional people that don't exist. But others will use the images of real doctors, what I define as celebrity doctors, doctors that you might know the image of either online or from TV or such like, and they're using those images as well. So it might look like somebody familiar to you as well being used online.
Do people pass this along? And it seems like a lot of people get their information from social media, so it would seem as though all you got to do is get one or a couple of people to buy it. Buy in, rather, and then it succeeds. How successful are these deep fakes, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask you.
Well, unfortunately, they do become passed along by some people, and some people will be dragged into believing that they are real. And bear in mind, if somebody's got a medical issue and they're looking for information and they stumble across one of these and are believing what the video says, then you're also catching them at their most vulnerable because they're looking for information and they're looking to solve a medical problem. So they are vulnerable to this type of content. But often this content just leads you to, you know, drugs that actually don't do what they say they're going to do and try and get you to buy natural supplements, as they would call them, that aren't going to perform.
I'm seeing a CBS News story in which you were quoted. One video touted a product 96% more effective than Ozempic. Do we know if it's just a benign product, or not only is it not do what it says it's going to do, but it can be harmful as well?
I believe in that instance, it just doesn't do what it says it was going to do. So it's a natural remedy that might benefit weight loss in some way, but not at the rate of Ozempic, which, as I think you and I probably know, is quite effective at weight loss.
I lost 80 pounds on it, so you're preaching to choir on this one, Tony. Do these companies, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, are they really diligent when it comes to this, or is it all about the dollars?
Well, they will take it down once they see it, once they recognize it, or once it's been reported to them. They are pretty swift at taking down the accounts that are behind these type of videos. But the problem is, as fast as you take them down, somebody can be putting them up at the other end. either modifying the videos or putting the same videos back online again. So it becomes a cat and mouse game of kind of whack-a-mole of trying to stop the bad guys putting these videos online.
Now, let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about ways that we can spot AI deepfakes, which really concern me, especially when it comes to politics or whatever, because, you know, people can believe a lot of things on the internet that aren't true, and especially if they see somebody that is purported to be President Trump saying something, or some other world leader or something.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Something to get all riled up when, in fact, it's not even real. 7:50, 10 till 8, we're talking to Tony Anscombe, Chief Security Evangelist for cybersecurity company ESET, about deepfake videos impersonating real doctors used to push fake medical advice. And if you see something, as always, that seems too good to be true, chances are it is. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker talking to Tony Anscombe, Chief Security Evangelist, zealot, if you will, for cybersecurity company ESET. We're talking about deepfake videos. You know, somebody texted me about an old picture that's floating around out there, and I had a new one created with an AI app. So AI is not bad because it put me in a suit I've never worn. But tell me how we can spot videos that are deep fakes. And I guess there is a difference between deep fakes and something innocent like a headshot.
Well, whether it's a deep fake photograph or a deep fake video, it's still deep fake. Okay. I mean, it's still been something that's been manipulated. But the problem is that as the AI tools get...
Well, full disclosure, I may have touched that picture up a little, Tony. Thank you for bringing it up.
As long as you got rid of the gray hair and the lines...
Well, the lines are gone. There's no hair, but that's okay. Go ahead.
They're becoming challenging to detect visually because the AI tools are getting better, and more importantly, they're becoming cheaper to use. So, i.e., the barrier to entry for somebody to create deepfake is much lower. But there are still telltale signs. You know, the incorrect background, shadows in the wrong way, the eye movement, fluctuations or differences between awkward mouth movement and the actual audio. But, you know, I think I'd come up with a slightly different rule. If you're seeing something, and I think you said it before you went to the commercial break, was, you know, if something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. I would take the view that believe nothing and verify everything.
Mm-hmm. How concerned are you, Tony, when it comes to not just consumers, but politically with deep fakes?
Well, again, I mean, a lot of people have been reliant on social media for news, and that's how they digest what's going on in the world.
And I might add, looking to believe what they want to believe already, so they might be more willing to accept a deep fake than they would to vet it, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure anything you or I can do will change human behavior on that one. But I think if you want to actually verify, you know, if you want valid information, then you need to go look for the information at the source of where the information will come from, and not trust somewhere else on the internet where it may have come from, be it social media or any other means in that way.
Anything else, Tony, on your radar about deep fakes?
Yeah, they're going to get more and more believable. It will become more challenging to detect them. And one thing I'd say is if you've got kids, make sure your kids are aware that some of the content they're seeing online probably isn't real, the people aren't real, and they should be very skeptical of what they're looking at.
You know, as simple as it seems, Tony, what you're saying is, hey, back in the 50s, what was depicted in the movies, that wasn't real either. But it's amazing how people will suspend their disbelief now. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Tony Anscombe, Chief Security Evangelist for cybersecurity company ESET. When we come back, we're going to talk to Clancy Dubose, political editor, columnist for Gambit, and WWL political analyst about Mayor LaToya Cantrell's indictment. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.